This is another letter regarding Z. Charnot, written by Professor Homer Hogan, PhD, University of Guelph, Department of English. This letter is directed to the Canada Council Explorations Program, Ottawa, Canada, May 15, 1984. Dear Sir, Madam, for some time now I have noticed a growing sickness in the young people I teach, the loss of a center for their lives. Many tell me there is nothing they can believe in or hold on to. Threatened by nuclear annihilation and unemployment, disillusioned with political and religious systems, and bombarded daily by negativity in the media and popular culture, most resign themselves to merely surviving, while others say even that is not worth the trouble. But today I see on my campus the beginning of a change. The cause is a movement recently started by a group of artists, writers, and scientists at the University of Guelph who have one simple but profoundly important objective, the discovering of new ways to celebrate the beauty of Earth. It seems that everyone who hears this call immediately responds with joy and enthusiasm, as if he or she suddenly recognizes the missing center, the foundation which literally was there all the while under their feet. Appropriately, the group that sparks this excitement calls itself Planet, and out of its creative energy has emerged a dream that could spread what is happening at the University of Guelph clear across the nation. The dream is called Yes, We Love This Planet, the project described by Z. Charnot and Alfred Temple in their application for an explorations grant. Admittedly, the dream is a big one, a monument of art and science into which thousands of people may enter to discover, physically and intimately, the beauty of our ultimate home. But it is the very scope of this project that makes it practical, for what is at stake is an appreciation of Earth, and nothing less than something of large-scale proportions will do for such a project. Nor would a smaller, more realistic project engage the imagination and care of the hosts of people who would be swept up in the building of this monument, and in my view, the process of building it will be just as important as the end result in restoring a sense of center. Another reason for my confidence in the practicality of Yes, We Love This Planet is the caliber of its leaders. Z. Charnot is a man of the Renaissance, a mature scientist, poet, engineer, teacher, therapist, diplomat, and organizer whom I had pleasure of working with this winter in my creative writing class. Largely because of his warm and sensitive support, that class was the best I have ever given in my 30 years of teaching. My student Alfred Temple, a songwriter and carpenter, equals Charnot in his zeal to work responsibly, sensibly, and in concert with others. Both men are enlisting ever-widening support for their project, not only at the university, but also in the Guelph and Toronto communities. Finally, I should like to comment on the gamble that is involved here. If for some reason the dream represented by Yes, We Love This Planet does not materialize despite a grant from Explorations, Canada has still won for the very struggle to realize that dream will inspire a kind of care and dedication among young and old that is beyond price. On the other hand, if Explorations decides not to finance this project, it risks the possibility of negating one of Canada's most beautiful and socially significant creations. Sincerely, Homer Hogan, Associate Professor of English.